Let's talk about Jesus, the one who saved our souls. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we've been through, and we're going through. Amen? We know the truth, and the truth has made us free. Amen? We know the advantages and the benefits and the necessity of abiding in Him.
Yes.
If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free.
That's right.
He's alive. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. And we know that on that morning that He rose so long, long ago, we know that Mary Magdalene, the one that He delivered from demons, went. Couldn't find Him. Went back. Told the disciples they're gone. We know that Peter took off running and John took off running and John pointed out that he was the fastest. He got there first. He looked in and Peter crossed the finish line. He went running in. He went right on in. And then John went in too. What now? Well, they went back to tell everybody that what Mary said was true. You never know if they're telling the truth. So they went as the seal on the words. Mary lingered. And she saw Jesus. And she talked to Jesus. And Jesus told her to tell them what to do. And so she went back and said, I saw Him. And He said to tell you to wait. You know, it's amazing. I can understand them being confused. Can't you understand them being confused? I can imagine the knots in their stomachs. I can imagine their worries. I can imagine their questions. I can imagine that as they were questioning, they were having, okay, let's remember what He said. Whatever. You know, I don't know. We don't know. We just know that we know that sometimes they got discouraged and went fishing. We know that they had those times, okay, let's pray, you know. That was the time later at Pentecost. I think they had all, okay, look, we don't understand this a bit. We are just going to pray. We're going to wait. We'll see what this is all about. God said, let's take this opportunity. Holy Spirit, get out of there while they're paying attention. There came a sound from heaven then. And fire landed on them. That'd be a little unsettling. You're standing in a circle and fire. But before that, Jesus comforted them. Jesus breathed on them. Jesus reminded them, receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus reminds us to enter in. To always enter in. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. They've been reading the Psalms and everything for all this time. We sing songs all the time. Lord, we come into Your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. Our voices raise. And we give glory, we give power, we give honor unto You, we praise You. With my hands lifted up and my mouth full of praise. Is there a benefit to that? Yes, there is. There's a reward for loving the Lord. There is. There is. It's good for us. That's why He says we should do it. It's good for us. I I came across an app from the Babel app about through the Word, and so I've got the Through the Word app that I listen. They have scripture, and then they talk about it. Like, I learned something that I never thought of. It just never occurred to me in quite that direction. But when Jesus cleared the temple, when he chased out the money changers and chased that, when he did that, I felt like I didn't know anything when I heard this, because like, it's obvious. We know that but he wasn't just mad making a whip of cords and clearing the temple. At least I caught this guy's idea, and that was in the same way that when Jesus was crucified and the veil was rent from top to bottom, when Jesus cleared the temple, he was removing everything that kept people from the presence of God. You know, we talked about that woman. That woman, she wasn't in the temple probably when she was prayed for by Jesus, when Jesus touched her and she could straighten up, because she wasn't perfect. They didn't let sick people or halt people or weak people. They couldn't come in. But oh, remember, oh, how she praised him. She made such a ruckus that it brought them out of the temple to her. But when I heard him talking about the symbolism of removing everything that kept people from God, I said, yes! Oh, yeah. I savored that one. Rolled it around on my tongue. Put it on my bedpost overnight. It was good, you know, to keep that. And so I was binging my way through, because it was all the way through the Gospel of John and everything leading up to the crucifixion and including the crucifixion. And so I was just, they read the Bible to you. Sometimes I was in a hurry and I would pause that and I would read myself. You know, shame on me. But I would do that, and then the guy would come in and teach, and I would listen, and I would be fed, but you know, I would be distracted too. You know, we can be distracted. And so I wrote down and sat down, and as I sat down to pray and talk to the Lord, I just talked honestly to the Lord. I said, Lord, as I have listened my way through the words, it's a Lenten plan. It occurred to me that I've listened perhaps more than I participated. You understand what I'm saying? You know? I listened more than I participated in what I was listening to. See, there were places that I listened closely to, because I just told you about my favorite. You know? But that's a thing that Christianity is a participation sport. You know? It's get involved. When I played football, I wanted to be involved. I did not like the bench. I wasn't good on the bench. But you know, you need to be good when you're sitting back too. But I just wasn't that good at that. I got knocked out when I was a freshman, and they had me laying beside the sidelines. And when I sort of came to my senses, I said, "Well, what am I doing here? I ran, Coach, let me in." Now, Roger, just go back and lay down. Obviously, I needed to, because after the game, I was walking off the field, and I asked one of the guys, I said, what was the score? And he said, 0-0. We played to a tie. I said, well, who won? Couldn't figure that out. Might have needed to be on the sidelines. Running around in circles otherwise. But, you know, I also, as I thought about that, you know, because we have, if we only knew, remember, remember when Jesus spoke to the woman at the well? And he said about the living water. And she said, what are you doing asking me? And he said, if you only knew who it is you're speaking to, you would ask of me and I would give you living water. Well, see, we know who Jesus is. But then we also have the time. We want to be careful. There's a little lesson in Corinthians 15 about dozing off in the windowsill. A young man was listening and dozed off. Now, that didn't bother Paul a bit. He just went down and raised him from the dead. Everybody's attention, he could preach all night then. But we have to be careful that we don't nod off in our walk with the Lord. You know? Our energy level must be high, loving Jesus. You know? We might be slower, but we're higher. Let Jesus take you higher. Lift Jesus higher. Yesterday, we waited. But we waited with an anticipation that was greater because we know. We can know so well that it's not a big deal. No. I mean, some people, honestly, some people now, if they have been actively participating in Lent, they're coming to the end of all of that. They're starting to imagine those things that they gave up in places that really aren't there, you know? Like, if somebody gives up chocolate, it's like, one more day, you know? You know, we can remember. We could remember as we took part in the Sabbath celebration when we first were saved, that we were new, so we were into it, but we could see that they were waiting. They had the boats hooked to their pickups, just wait until the time was right to head out and get a ski in before it was done. You know, I mean, it was we have to be cautious that we don't just look forward to being over. I have to tell you that sometimes when I'm at jail, when they only have 3 pods instead of 5 pods, you know, I have to be cautious that I don't go, okay, you know. I mean, not because I don't want them, but because my engine is running on low, but I always celebrate when they say, we got 2 more, hallelujah, bring them in, you know, because God will give me back that energy. But sometimes we can be honest like I was with God, saying, God, I was listening, but my participation level was a little low. You know, I was trying to get through them. And then I got through them and I discovered that there was another week that was an additional. So now I needed to get through one more week. So I finished that one more week and I did today, yesterday. You know? We have to maintain our determination to enter in. You know? John was the fastest. They ran, but John got there first. Peter came, just walked right in. So then they probably didn't argue about it, but you know, they could sit and talk. I got there first. John did happen to mention that disciple who Jesus loved. It don't matter if Peter went in first. Jesus loved me. At that point, Jesus wouldn't argue about it because Jesus wasn't positive that he loved him. You know? Jesus was still kind of reeling from the punches of denying Jesus three times. I don't think that has anything to do with it, okay? But Peter went in. Peter maybe went in hoping that if Jesus was there, he could say, I'm sorry. But John didn't just give up and walk away because he didn't go in first. He went in too. You know? Like, I'm not going to quit preaching because I didn't get the picture of clearing the temple the way that I got the temple this week. If I couldn't have had it before, why should that guy have it and I don't have it? No, I'm stealing it from him. I'm taking it to the streets, amen? You know, I'm gonna take that truth. I love it. And it's going to remind me to clear everything out of the way that keeps us from the presence of God. That's why we worship. We worship to try to sweep the way clean into his presence. Because maybe sometimes we're listening, but a little slow to get to participating. You know? Maybe sometimes we have Holy Spirit suggesting things to us and we don't do what the Holy Spirit suggests. I mean, what would people think? I remember, and you remember, and I'm not trying to get anything else going, but I remember especially Wednesday nights, we'd just be hanging around the altar. A bunch of people drinking and drinking and drinking and swooning in the presence of the Lord, you know, wanting more, hungering more, you know, overeating maybe even, if that's possible. You know, we just wanted that. I don't think we want that any less. Doesn't mean we don't love him. That doesn't mean anything like that, but it could mean that we need to participate more. You know, I don't know. You know, like they had the alumni basketball game. I don't go play the alumni basketball game anymore. I maybe should. I'd heal up eventually. My hamstrings would come back. You know? But I mean, I actually could be pretty good on the bench now. I played in one alumni football game. Intentionally got back for that. And like I was 1 year out of college. And you hear those young bucks saying, let's get these old guys. Hey! I'm probably younger than some of you because I went to school too early. So I was done playing a year before I should have been done playing. But I didn't need to win the alumni game anymore. I was done. I played football long enough. But we're never done with this. We are never done with this. We can never slow down with this. We need to accelerate with this. We need to stay in condition with this. We need to be for this. We can't have a 6 week or whatever period it is and whew, now that's over so we can relax until Christmas. We don't want to get caught up in a thing of saying we don't need to be, you know, all that dedicated. We don't need to have one wow week and then, you know, got other things to do. We need to continue the course. We need to catch ourselves. You know? Somewhere I read this week where it talks about, maybe I even have it written down. Verse 34 of 1 Corinthians 15. Lord Jesus, this is a miracle. I got it written down. Think carefully about what's right, Paul said. Stop sinning. For to your shame, I say some of you don't know God at all. Now, we can get mad at those scriptures, or we can let them run through us. You know? You ever do anything where if you were honest, you might say, I just acted like I don't know God at all? We're being perfected. We could think we're perfect, but we would be lying, you know? That's why I wrote that verse down. I've read that lots of times, but I never put it down for me to go back to and find and say, I don't want to look like I don't know God at all. You know? I don't want to be the kind of Christian that people say, and he calls himself a Christian. I will guarantee you there are still people that will say, oh, you think you're such a Christian. And oh, you think you're so perfect. You know? That isn't the case. We don't think we're so perfect. But I don't want to give people evidence to present that says, he acts like he don't know God at all. He don't know God any better than I do. Not true. I do, well then act like it, Roger. You know? Jesus is alive. We know he's alive. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. Amen? He is. And he's seated in heavenly places interceding for you and for me. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me, Jesus is alive and well. Let your light so shine before men that they glorify God because of it. You know? He's alive. He's alive. It's exciting every day. It's exciting every day. Today, I've happened to see a couple things popped up on my phone that were Facebook, and there are people saying, he is risen. And some of them that pop up, he is risen. I think it's good to know that they know him because there's nothing they've done to show him. You know? So there's hope there. There's a possibility there. There's a possibility. Did you know you're still full of possibilities? We used to average out pretty much as the youngest church. I don't think we average that out anymore. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. I was visiting with some people the other night, and we were talking about something, and I don't even remember what came up, but this one guy, I mean, we were visiting, and he said, yeah, we're just trying to catch up with that Southern church. We're the Southern church. We are on the south end of town. Most of the people, he and I were the only ones that understood what he said. The other people at the table were kind of pausing, so you have to tell people the punchline sometimes. Folks, he's alive. And I challenge myself to not doze off and fall out the window. I challenge myself to live like I know God. I challenge myself to go in. And I offer you the opportunity to just jump right into those challenges too. Because we want everything that God has for us. We want everything. And I felt when we were praying this morning about the COVID effects and those shot effects and stuff, that was the Lord, I believe that was the Lord putting another layer of protection on, you know, because it just makes me mad. So I'm mad at the devil. We want that ended. Amen. We want that done. We've had heart things pop up. Where'd they come from? It just occurred to me that Vicky had one of those shots, you know? And it lay dormant. Now it can lay outside. Amen? Have it done. And all of the reoccurrences of coughs. That's not for us. That don't belong to us, you know? Amen. Fred, you were doing that two-fisted skiing right good this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I learned how to do that when I was in college. I worked for the recreation folks, and we gave lessons in that kind of skiing. And I said, that is the hardest work in the world. I like downhill a lot better than that cross-country skiing. But boy, I'll tell you what, it'll give you thighs and a butt. It'll make you hurt. It'll create pain. And we want to create pain for the enemy. Amen? Amen. So we run to the Lord. We run into the tomb. We run around chasing, praising, magnifying, glorifying the Lord. Wherever we are, whatever we do, God is good. Amen? Amen? So thank you, Father, that you are. Thank you, Lord, that you are patient when we are slow. Thank you, Lord, that you always just encourage us to get up and go. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. He's alive. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. She's an adult. Got her phone up saying, amen.